You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, Browns Nation, so glad you're dialed in with us today. A lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, as always. I mean, anytime you get close to Sunday, I guarantee you that's how we feel. And we hope that you're of the same mindset. And that's why we ask you, as we laid it out in our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day, you know, playing big, but in a win. As Mike Pettine and I briefly cross paths in the hallway here outside the Dog Bowl, looked me dead in the eye and said, "We got to win. Got to win." And just like, "Yeah, coach, I hear you. I hear you." Optimum thought here 72 hours before game time.
And you know what a lot of that is? Having been in buildings where you've lost a couple in a row, it's you're pissed, you're angry of that same feeling. And these days prior to this game can't come fast enough because you want that opportunity to get rid of that feeling and prove yourself, because if you're in this building and you're in this locker room, you know different of the way in which you look at yourself. But in some cases, you fall victim to the outside sources creeping in and the doubt and the negativity, and you want your opportunity to go alleviate that on the football field. And that's the only way you can do it.
And look at the spectrum of the two losses. I mean, the back-to-backs, not to drag up. I mean, virtually victory. I mean, you know, just snatched away from you.
Yes.
Just right there for 58 and a half minutes, outplaying Indianapolis, and then having to deal with 7 days for losing that football game, and then turning around and, unfortunately, a complete 180 and almost a total disaster against Cincinnati.
You're right. And you know what's so funny? And again, if you've competed in any sport or you're a fan of any team, they always say, would you rather lose by a point or get blown out?
There's the two.
And there's the polar opposite you're talking about in back-to-backs. Hard to chew.
In a seven-day span, we've gone from, you know, both ends of the pendulum.
Yes.
With Indianapolis and Cincinnati.
Yes, we have.
Again, virtually have that football game just right there, just to see the clocks hit 000 and snatched after you've dominated. And then the next week, just having no chance to win right from the get-go.
You're right.
No chance to win. So that's why there are the feelings that there are, sure. And we'll see if the Browns do play big, as the coaches are suggesting. 216-578-0850. Let's head out to the wonderful state of Arizona. Here's Chris on Cleveland Browns Daily. Hello, Chris. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you guys. I just want to say, you know, with Bernie Kosar, who I love, you know, more than most Browns, is coming out and saying that stuff about the front office really turned me off to him. You know, when he was working for the Browns doing our preseason, our front office was way worse. And he never said anything about it. Obviously, you can't because it's your job, but I think the guys really got the ship going in the right direction now. But one more other thing I just wanted to ask, are you guys coming out to Arizona when the Super Bowl comes to do your show from here, or Pro Bowl? Because there's going to be like eight.
We'll have to check the budget, bro. We'll have to check the budget. You know, everything revolves around that budget.
I want to meet you guys. I listen every day. Me and my fiance, we just want to meet you guys.
Great, man. We appreciate you
listening. We look forward to it, and we hope we can make that happen. So, Chris, again, happy holidays to you. Very nice of you. Let's stay around the big league city of Cleveland. Here's Stan in Brooklyn. Happy holidays, Stan. How you feeling?
I'm all right. I got back from the West Side Market yesterday and put on hold for 55 minutes. Couldn't get to talk to you.
Oh, well, here you are today. Floor's all yours. Go
ahead. I raced home, and you know what? I think that I told you before, the call screeners, if you don't take somebody's call, tell them, okay?
Oh, we don't have any problem with that, Stan. I mean, come on now. Let's go. Go ahead. Lay it out for us.
First of all, shout out to your father. I hear he's an educator out there in California, correct?
That's Nathan. Nathan's dad, yeah. Nathan will join us at 2 o'clock today.
Okay, well, Nathan's dad then.
Yeah, Nathan's father, correct.
Now, let me be frank about this. I'll make my prediction on the Browns, but I want to talk to you about something that's really relevant. Okay, I can watch the World Series on regular TV. Okay. I can watch a Super Bowl on regular TV. I can watch March Madness on regular TV. You know where I'm going with this.
Stan, the only thing we're going to ask is we lay out a menu. I guess where Stan was going with that is that he doesn't like the fact that you either have to have cable or DirecTV or Dish
yes.
to watch all the NFL games. Okay, Stan, listen. This is a large business, the National Football League, so I think we know what the wave of television sports is today. You can now watch television sports and are encouraged to on your mobile devices.
Correct.
And your apps and your laptops and your iPads and what have you. It's the way things are. But, guys, I'd encourage you, you know, Nathan and Matt and I, our coordinating producer, Jason Gibbs, you know, we try to lay out some thoughts for you to have. Oh, we put three of them out there today. We do it every day. Our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. So, you know, they're there because we want your thoughts on that. We want your dialogue on that. We want to hear how you feel about that. But, you know, it's nice if we kind of stay somewhere in that ballpark.
Absolutely. I have cable. I watch football. So,
yeah.
Back to the show.
After the brief interlude.
Yeah, but you know what? Even go back to the first caller He's right to talk about Bernie Kosar, again, not making those comments when he was a part of this. And in some cases, as he said, and you and I, you know, we can be very objective on this show, but also, too,
we fall
victim of the fact that we're sitting in Berea with the executives mm-hmm. that operate this organization walking by us. And Coach Mike, we can't verbally berate the individuals that we rely on each and every week.
I wouldn't do that even if I felt that way. And secondly, again, you know, it's not about personal attacks. Now,
no.
If I felt and that I had to say something for what just because it was necessary to get out there, and if I felt it was going to be a little bit to maybe cross the line, I would go have a discussion with the people involved, you know, the management, upper level management, or whether it's a coach. But you know, again, you don't just come out and rip and blast because that you can get your point across and have a real strong, firm dialogue with being constructively critical. And I believe every one of us are constructively critical, have been constructively
yes.
critical, and will continue to be constructively critical.
The fact of the matter is also as well is that the individuals that he's essentially, you know, ridiculing or questioning here in Cleveland, that if he respectfully asked for an opportunity to meet with them, because There is a mutual respect between both parties.
Mm-hmm.
Who is of course making the decision now, and Bernie and what he has done and what he has meant and what he still means to Cleveland Browns football. That if you wanted a coffee or invite him to lunch, or you wanted to have him come here and sit down with him for 30 to 45 minutes, they would appease him and take it, whether it was applicable or not. That's yet to be determined. But you make him feel like he's got a platform to voice it because of what he's done for the Cleveland Browns.
Real good word to use, platform. I think in some cases, and look, I have had so many football conversations with Bernie Kosar and have always cherished and enjoyed those because I do feel, always have felt, that he is an absolute, you know, at times he's an innovator, offensively especially, a quarterback who played that way with creativity and innovation. And I love my conversations with him. Yet when he decides to go into assessments like he made earlier this week, I'm going to say I respectfully disagree with him. And
you
leave it right there. When he's talking about foundation and atmosphere and chemistry, that's his opinion. He's entitled to that. Mike Pettine addressed this yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Mike Pettine said he's a big admirer of Bernie Kosar, and he is very much entitled to that opinion. Mike Pettine, he'll let you know why that he didn't feel. And, of course, he said, well, you know, Bernie's not in this building every day. Bernie is not dealing with Jimmy Haslam and Ray Farmer and Alex Shiner every day. And And of course, if I'm Mike Pettine, I'd have said the very same thing.
Yes.
Because that's a fact.
Right.
That's a fact what he said. There's no wiggle room there.
No, there's
not. That's a fact.
No, and I think also, too, it's big of Coach Mike Pettine to talk about the respect, and that's what I talked about.
Exactly.
And them wanting, if there was any potential opportunity for them to meet up to discuss those opportunities as opposed to using the radio or television platform or Twitter or social media to get your points out, that there's a respect for Bernie Kosar that if a call or email was sent, a meeting in some cases, as long as it's time-wise appropriate,
yeah,
based
right.
around the fact that we're in the middle of a football season, we're trying to be productive and win football games, and if it doesn't deter us from that, you take it, you respect his opinion, whether you take it with a grain of salt or whether you say, you know what, that's a great point that I never thought of and it's applicable to this business now and who functions this business, then everybody's happy.
And that's the bottom line. And I have found working for the Cleveland Browns and that's exactly how they approach things, this group. You know, they're going to dialogue with you. They're going to allow you to express your opinions, express your feelings, and then you come to a meeting of the minds.
Yes.
And it's not going to be that if you say something contrary to what they believe in, they're going to throw you out the door.
No.
I mean, that never. I've never had that type of feeling at all. So, look, it's there's always going to be different narratives, you know, and Bernie expressed his, and Tim Couch expressed his, and you know, Mike Pettine doesn't hold the same beliefs as the head coach of this football team. Let's swing over to Talmadge. Here's Rick on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey, how you going?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Yeah, I disagree with Bernie. I think the coaches did a great job from top to bottom. They got a little bit of a late start in the beginning, and with all the injuries and all the everything that's gone on, to get where they've gotten, they've done a great job.
It's been very solid. Again, I'm so here you go. I'm not going to go as far. I don't throw the word around great. You know, I'm very careful with great because to me, if you start, that means, man, you're up at the top of the heap. But to me, Mike Pettine and his staff have done a very solid job from top to bottom, and especially with some of the blows they were handed on the football field with their key personnel going down. I always look at that. And listen, there was a lot of people around the National Football League, and Matt, you know this, when they started to drop like flies on this football team, losing Alex Mack in game number 5, most specifically, not having Jordan Cameron for 6 football games, the obvious, the 10 without Josh Gordon, and then the other variant, Tashaun Gibson going down, playing at a Pro Bowl level, Carlos Dansby going down. These are the things you look for. Can you rally up your football team? And I believe from that perspective, this has been a very solid job from this coaching staff.
I agree. And again, to make reference to another team in the NFL who's had a similar football season as the New York Giants. This is a team with a 2-time winning Super Bowl coach, a 2-time winning Super Bowl MVP and winner in Eli Manning, with pieces and parts around them. And in some cases, I don't believe that Eli was pitched on a rebuilding year. They were talented at wide receiver. They had questions on an offensive line. They've been a solid defense overall. But the injury bug swept through their locker room. And all of a sudden, this is a team that's, you know, in a very good division, a lot like, but not the best division like the Cleveland Browns are, the most competitive division in football right now. And they're struggling to win football games.
Absolutely,
each and every
yeah.
week, getting blown out, embarrassed on a week-in, week-out basis. So you do have to give a vote of confidence and credit to the coaches. Of course, and like anything, we get paid to analyze.
That's right.
And question, and fans are left questioning. Unless everything was perfect, we'd always have a question.
That and playing other young players and before to go to break. And I mean, I'm asking this to you. I know you've looked at me and smiled about 6 times over the course. How constructively critical have I been, and how many times have I brought up how concerned I am? Thankfully, it started to clean up a little bit. Matt, going back to about the 2 rookie running backs and their ball security problems.
Huge. Since it started.
Haven't I not virtually every show? I'm telling you, unless they get that cleaned up, it's going to start costing you football games.
Right. And those same things that you're talking about in regards to them being a pro and their ball security at the running back position, those are the things that we look to see. And again, we know it's 1 week, 7 days, but that we'd like to see Johnny Manziel make steps
That's in right.
towards better technique, better footwork, because when you do those things, it has been proven you are more effective.
Yeah, well, they're absolutely. No doubt about that. So, how's that for a segment for you, Browns Nation? There you go. Wilhelm, Reg Eye, Zagura will join us a little bit later on. When we get back, a lot more to do with you. Maybe we'll see what's going on Twitter-wise. Matt, have you checked?
I have not.
I haven't dove into it. We'll take a look, see what's going on. Please, tweet at the show. How big do you need the Browns to play? Let's just stick with Carolina on Sunday. We'll get into Christmas week. We'll get into forget about Baltimore right now. But how big do you need the Browns to play? You know what I'm talking about. Their presence, that this is something that's real important to them. Yeah, you want it to equate to winning. But how vastly does it have to turn around for you just from possibly the effort standpoint and what you're looking to see as the Browns go out for their 15th football game of the year? 216-578-0850. Twitter, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 57, at Browns underscore daily. And at Michael Regeye. We'll check Twitter. Lot more to do with all of you. Lot to go. That's why you're here. Till 3 o'clock this afternoon, Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford.